Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. Well, this past week, or last week, the Lac Parle Valley School Board hired a new school superintendent. His name is Scott Lemke, and Scott joins us by phone. Get to know Scott a little bit here in the next few minutes. Congratulations, Scott, on getting the superintendent job at Lac Parle Valley.
Thank you, Paul. I am excited. It's going to be a great experience. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Well, let's get to know you a little bit. Scott, tell us a little bit about your background, where you grew up, high school, and some of your education.
Sure. Well, I grew up in Alexandria, Minnesota, right in the middle of kind of Lakes Country, central Minnesota. I graduated from Jefferson Senior High School back in 94, and then after that went on to Gustavus Adolphus College to do my undergrad work, and that's where I received my teaching degree. And then a number of years later, my wife and I ended up living in Spokane, Washington, and so while I was there, I attended Eastern Washington University. That's where I received my master's degree and my principal's licensure, and did that work.
Okay, out in Washington, huh?
Yes. My wife had a short stint in the Air Force, and so we were stationed at Fairchild Air Force Base, and then when she separated from the Air Force, we stayed out there for another probably 5 years, so had a great experience out there.
That's right. And so then you came back to Minnesota and started teaching somewhere?
Yeah, I taught for 1 year in Spring Lake Park School District when I came back, and then after a year of doing that, I was hired as an assistant principal in the Elk River School District, and I was an assistant principal shared between two elementary schools. Did a lot of kind of the discipline piece, and then also just helped out with the general principal duties. I did that for 3 years, and then I had an opportunity to be a head principal in the Anoka-Hennepin School District, and so I went there and I took that position. And then over time, the principalship back in Elk River in the neighborhood school where my kids went to school actually opened up, and I was hired to that position. So I got to return to Elk River where I'd had a great experience, and I was again a principal there for about 5 more years.
Okay. And that, how did you get to Minnewaska?
So my wife and I, about 4 years ago, my wife and I purchased a small business in Alexandria, Minnesota, and that's my wife's full-time job. Is we own 6th and Broadway Clothing and Decor, and that's a business that she runs. And so it wasn't something at the time that we were looking for. It was kind of one of those opportunities that presented itself, and it was really good for my wife. And so we purchased the business, and then I had the opportunity to apply to Minnewaska School District, which is just south of Alexandria, and I've worked there the last 4 years as an elementary principal, and then now more recently as the middle school principal in Minnewaska.
Okay, good. How about family? You mentioned your wife.
Yeah, so I have a lovely wife, Kari, and then we have 3 kids together. We have Charlotte, who is currently a freshman at the University of Jamestown in Jamestown, North Dakota. My son Dean is a junior in high school, and then we have a daughter Rosemary who's a fifth grader.
Okay. All right, and how about hobbies, Scott? What kind of hobbies have you? What do you like? Sports, I'm guessing, huh?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So if you're looking at the age of my kids, obviously one of my favorite things is doing their activities. My son plays football and does track. My oldest daughter Charlotte is a volleyball player at UJ, and so we travel a lot, try and catch as many games as we can, so that's obviously one of my favorite activities. In addition to that, I love to hunt, and I read, and I play a little guitar. Those are kind of the other things that keep my battery charged, but keeping up with the family activities keeps us busy.
Right. Yeah, playing guitar. Someone informed me that you're in a band, or you have a CD out, or is that true?
So I play in a group called the Sundogs. It's just a guitar duo, and we just play around small venues around central Minnesota and a little bit around the metro, and Paul Beckerman is my buddy I've been doing that with for years, and just it's a good time, and it's not too serious, just enough to have fun with it.
Okay, good. Well, so you interviewed for the superintendent job last week, and how did that go for you?
Very well. I really enjoyed the opportunity to get to know the board through that process, and then part of the interview process was also touring the different communities in the district and visiting the schools and meeting staff members, and you know, all in all, it was just a very positive experience, and I'm very much about fit, and I just felt a very strong fit with just the community. Was very supportive of schools. That's just really apparent, you know, in getting to know the area, and so it was a very positive experience.
What impressed you the most about the communities and about the school then, Scott?
You know, I would say, you know, again, the district in their mission statement talks about being a unified school district that is, you know, that works together to do great things for kids. And that really came out in talking to the board members and what was important to them in looking for a superintendent. I would also say that, you know, I've been able to watch the work that Lacaparle has done from a distance here for the last number of years, and the work that Lacaparle has done with literacy, most recently, you know, working on getting people trained in letters, on the science of reading, which is becoming a big topic now in school districts. I think they've kind of made themselves front runners in that regard. I think the district has been very purposeful about being fiscally responsible, and I think that was something that was also very important to me. But again, fit is just a big part for me, and as I got around and met people and things, the community just seemed like a very positive place to work, and so as I said, I'm very excited to get started.
Well, we're excited to have you here, Scott, and when do you start?
So my contract will begin July 1st. I'm sure that there will be times before that where I'll get down there and we'll be, Rick Ellingworth and I will be working on some transition work together to make that process as smooth as possible, but officially on July 1st.
Okay, good. Well, as I mentioned, we're looking forward to meeting you and getting to know you better, and we're happy you're at Lacaparle Valley and as the new superintendent. So congratulations, Scott.
Well, thank you, Paul, and I'm very excited to be joining the community and can't wait to get started.
All right, that's Scott Lemke, the new Lacaparle Valley School Superintendent.